Good morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. Glad to see a bunch of people here. It's a nice time to have you guys. And I just wanted to let you know, you are now okay and you're in the right to set up and turn on your decorations for Christmas. So just in case you didn't know. No, I'm kidding. Whatever floats your boat, I guess. But if you guys weren't here, or you would like to give to the love offering for Jim Obegard, that is still available. You can write in your memo or whatever and give it to probably Kelvin, and he will get that to the right place. And so we can show just a little bit of Christ's love to the community around us for that. And that's still available to you. Also, for Meals on Wheels, this week we still need Monday and Friday. So the sign-up sheet is out there. If you would like to tell somebody in person, talk to Jim. He knows more about it, but it's a good ministry opportunity that we have to serve more of the community. Then also we got our fellowship deal with the popovers, and that sign up is still out, and you only have today and next week. And next week after church it's getting pulled down. And that'll start up in January. So go ahead and sign up for that. It'll be a good time. And then also next week there's a carry-in dinner along with our communion. So just so you make sure to know that we are doing that. So bring some food so we can all share some fellowship together. And then rehearsal for the Christmas program is December 10th for the Sunday school hour. They've been doing it for a while, but they're going to be meeting in here for that. And then the Sunday school Christmas program is the next week on the 17th. So that'll be a neat time. And then also on the 17th, we're doing our Christmas caroling. And we'll go around and do that at 5 p.m. on December 17th. Then if you want to make suggestions for a 2024 Christmas or church verse, do so and write that and put it in the elders' box in the foyer in there. Then there's also, if you see in your bulletin, there's a wrap it up party event. Bonnie is singing rapping songs. No, I'm kidding. They're not singing. It's a ladies' deal that spend some fellowship and wrap some presents together and bring some cookies. So you guys can read about that. If you got any questions, talk to the ladies' outreach with that. So are there any other announcements today? If not, we're going to go to our call to worship, which is from Psalm 47, 1 through 2. It says, "Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared, a great king over all the earth."
Good morning again, and we welcome you to our worship service. If you'll take your hymn books and stand with me or look up on the screen, we're going to sing number 10, "O Worship the King." Number 10, if you'll stand with me, please. mercies, how tender, how firm to the end. Our Maker, Defender, Redeemer, and Friend. If you'll take time to greet one another, let each other know that you're glad that they're here. Well, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. So if you have any, we will take those. Shirley. Thank you, Don. Which is always in this time of year with the weather. Shirley had surgery this past week. Her little toe was amputated. So we will be praying for healing as well as stability through this time. Other prayer requests or praises?
We have a praise. We have two friends, one from Arlington and one from Colorado. Both had babies and everything's doing fine.
So Ron and June have friends that had babies this past week, one from Arlington and one from, I lost the other.
Well, just south of Denver.
Okay. The Colorado area. So it is rejoicing with new life, and pray for those families as the new addition into the family. Miranda. Oh, that is wonderful. So, and your brother's first name?
Landon,
that's right. So Rachel and Landon had their baby this week. Rachel was a student that I got to teach at Sunshine, and their first child had a little more health issues, came a lot early, and so this baby came 2 weeks later than due date, and so it's wonderful to hear that one, she went to term, but two, that baby and mom are doing wonderful. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Tyler.
We have a praise. We, Jack and I are expecting twins in May.
That is a wonderful news. So Tyler and Jacqueline are expecting twins in May. We will pray for health through this whole time. I know May tends to become a little busy with weddings, but the blessing of having extra family. So that is wonderful news. Yeah, Ernie.
Surgery on Wednesday morning, some items planted in my body to prepare my body for radiation.
Okay. So Ernie will be having surgery on Wednesday in preparation for going through some radiation treatments for his prostate cancer. And so we will be praying for Ernie on this Wednesday. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much for just the opportunities we have in this world to witness your blessings, for being a part of your family because of the work of your Son on the cross. We are forever grateful for salvation. And as we have celebrated the Thanksgiving holiday, and we do understand that Thanksgiving should be a lifestyle and a part of who we are as believers. But it is good to come apart and to gather with friends and family, and we thank you for the many visitors and family members that are here today. We pray for safety in their travels as we get to this time of year as well, the uncertainty there. Father, we never want to take for granted the travel mercies you provide. We thank you also, especially those in school, to have the little break before the push to the end of the semester. Pray for our faculty and staff of the schools that we minister into, that they would be able to finish the semester well. We pray for just the different requests. We ask that you would be with Shirley as she recovers from the surgery, that you would help her with stability, and that the issues that she was dealing with would be resolved. And thank you for medical knowledge and the ability for surgeons and surgical teams to know what to do. And we also pray for Ernie as he goes in for surgery this week, that you would give both he and Shirley peace of mind and heart. And as they start this cancer treatment process, you would bring peace of mind, and that you would bring healing as the great physician. Father, we are grateful for new life. We are joined with June and Ron and their family, with their friends from Arlington and from Colorado that had new additions to their families this week. We pray for moms and the babies. We also are grateful for Rachel and Landon with their second addition to their family, and how much better this pregnancy went. We know it caused a lot of anxiety this time around, and so grateful that a new baby has arrived, and we pray for mom and for the baby and for the family and the adjustments that come. We are exceedingly grateful to join with Tyler and Jacqueline in their news of expecting twins. Pray for Jacqueline, for her health, for the babies and the days ahead. We just ask that you would just help them as they prepare for life with these two new additions into their family. Father, we also are grateful for the way that you watch out over those that are serving around the world. We just ask that you would be with our servicemen and women, that you would protect them, give in the hard times, bring those alongside of them that can bring the gospel and can bring the presence of Christ. Father, we're grateful for the ministries that you've entrusted to us and that we are able to support. We pray for Club Rock and our youth group. We thank you for Skip and Betty Harkin and their ministry that they have labored so faithfully at in Brazil. We pray for Skip during this time with his health, that you would give Betty the strength. We're grateful for family that can come alongside of them and that you would continue to be with them. Father, we also remember that Sunshine has their auction this coming Saturday, and we pray for those that will be joining that time. We also pray for both those that give to the different auction items, as well as those that bid. And we pray that you would receive the glory of whatever money is raised, but also for the opportunity for fellowship. And it's such a fun event. Father, we just pray for all the preparations that go into that Saturday. We lift up all the activities of December, that you would help us as we are reminded again and again of the advent of your Son, that we would take the opportunities to share the good news that he did not stay just in the manger, but he was faithful and obedient even to the point of death on the cross, and that through his sacrifice he is risen from the dead and is seated at your right hand. Father, we lift up the troubles of our world, things that overwhelm us. They do not overwhelm you. You have a plan. Help us to be focused on serving you and letting you work out the details of the big things as well as the little things in our life. Father, we ask that you would receive this offering from your people to further the ministry here and around the world, that you would bless those gifts and that you would bless the givers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. Sorry. I would have tried to talk just like naturally, but I've been sick this week, and so my voice is still recovering. And so just a warning, this might not sound as it sounded about a week ago before I got sick, but we're going to do our best. So my name is Sarah, and this song is called Only a Holy God, and I first heard it at my church in Minneapolis that I go to when I'm at school, and I just thought the words themselves were just so powerful, and it's talking about how great our God is, and, you know, there's so many things that I find myself trying to, like, be in control of in my life, and I just struggle to let go of control, and I'm like, I can do it, I can do this all, and the truth is I cannot, and only God can do all things, and I can do all things through God, and I think this song kind of just symbolizes how great our God is and how loving and kind and merciful he is, and so I just wanted to share it with all of you.
Commands all the hosts of heaven. Who else can make every king bow down? Who else could whisper in darkness trembles? Only a holy God. What other beauty demands such praises? What other splendor outshines the sun? What other majesty rules with justice? Only a holy God. Come and behold him, the one and the only. Cry out, sing holy. Consumes like fire. What other power can raise the dead? What other name remains undefeated? Only a holy God. Come and behold him. Who else could rescue me from my failure? Who else would offer his only son? Who else invites me to call him father? Only a holy God. Only my holy God. Sing holy forever.
was beautiful. I've never heard that song before, and you just made us feel God in just an amazing way. It was beautiful. We're going to continue this morning. We're going to love the Lord. We're going to stand, and we're going to worship Him. Please join us.
With a grace.
Ahead and be seated. On Wednesday night, we had a Thanksgiving service here at the church, and Don and I haven't been here for the last few years, but we came on Wednesday night, and as I sat there and I listened to so many people say what they were thankful for and how God's touched their lives and loved them and forgave them and came alongside them, I felt a power of his love within that service. And not that I don't feel it often, but it was just really amazing to be able to feel that. And I'd kind of forgotten that at that Thanksgiving service, when you say what you're thankful for and what it means to you and what Christ does for you and did for you on the cross, it was really touching. And I just wanted to say that I was really thankful for that service on Wednesday night. We're going to go ahead and sing In Christ Alone. Please join us as we love God.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my soul, his cornerstone, his solid ground. Firm through the fiercest drought and storm, what heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving ceased. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, torn by the ones he came to save, till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of thank you.
Father, we come this morning to worship you and to thank you for who you are, that you are a holy God, a righteous God, and yet you desire a relationship with us. In your sovereign plan, you designed a way for our debt to be paid, our sins to be forgiven, for us to be reconciled to you, and to have the privilege of worshiping you. We thank you for the privilege that it is this morning to come and sing praises to you, to look into your word, to be reminded of who you are and how awesome it is